Which Way is the Economy Running in 2004? We turn now to David Wessel, who's Deputy Washington Bureau Chief and former Chief Economic Correspondent for the Wall Street Journal. Joins us in our studios. Mr. Wessel, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, it's good to be with you.
On Friday, your newspaper ran its annual predictions from 54 economists. They don't exactly predict or project a boom, but they do talk about some sizzle.
That's right. The economists we surveyed expect the economy to grow at better than 4% next year. They expect unemployment to be coming down gradually. They expect interest rates to remain low, and they see very little inflation on the horizon, but they're no longer worrying about deflation either.
Let me ask you about a term of art that I, at least in my experience, has come into common usage this year, and that's jobless recovery. Does an improving economy assist anybody who is jobless?
An improving economy is definitely better than an economy which is not improving. But I think you pick up exactly the right question. Is this recovery strong enough to increase employment over the next 12 months? Because if you're unemployed, it doesn't matter that the GDP numbers are up. Or if your firm is laying off workers and you're not getting raises, it's very nice that the Commerce Department says orders are up for someone else. Mm-hmm. Where the economy is really tested and what it means to the American people is what happens to employment. And that also has enormous political significance this year for the president's reelection campaign.
Now, in theory, if general economic indicators are up, that creates capital that can be reinvested and makes itself visible in terms of more jobs.
Right. And the expectation of the economists is that business investment will be very strong in the first 6 or 9 months of the year, and that will finally lead employers to pick up the hiring. The consensus is that payrolls will grow at 100,000 or maybe 200,000 jobs each month, and that would be a welcome change from what we saw in 2003.
Is this part of a package of things that would need to occur for more jobs to be created in 2004?
Yes. When we look at these consensus economic forecasts, they sort of make best guesses about what they think is going to happen, and they add it all together and try to divine the direction of the economy. But I think it's useful to look below the main forecast and say, what are they expecting will happen to make this possible? Usually at this time of the business cycle, when the economy is picking up steam, the Federal Reserve is very quick to raise interest rates to prevent things from growing too much, to prevent an outbreak of inflation, to prevent the economy from overheating. There are a number of metaphors that are always used. This time is very different. The Fed is sending a very clear signal that they intend to keep interest rates very low. They're now at 1% for a long time, and that's keeping the rates in the bond market, the ones that influence our mortgage rates, for instance, also very low.
To what degree does the U.S. economy stand alone, or can it stand alone anymore? To what degree is a recovery dependent upon the success of our trading partners?
Larry Summers, the former Treasury Secretary, used to say that the world economy cannot fly on one engine alone. Mm-hmm. It seems sometimes in the last few years like it has been flying on one engine alone, the strength of the U.S. economy. But we are dependent on what's going on in the rest of the world in a number of respects. One is, it would be really convenient if the Japanese and the Europeans and others began to buy more of our stuff, pick up some of the slack that our factories have and our service industries have.
Now, the dollar is quite low at the moment vis-a-vis the euro.
Right, and that should help us on that score. But the dollar's weakness also illustrates another way in which we're dependent on the kindness of foreigners, and that is that the U.S. economy keeps going because we get $1.5 billion a day of foreigner savings every day of the year. And that has to keep up if we're going to be able to keep growing without saving very much money. The dollar's weakness is a sign that maybe the foreigners are getting a little bit uneasy. And finally, the oil we use comes from the rest of the world, and these economic forecasts depend on oil prices not going up too much. OPEC, which charges for oil in dollars, is getting a little uneasy about the weakness of the dollar on world currency markets, and that means that we may pay a little more for oil than we had expected in 2004.
Do we follow the stock market sometimes so much daily that we misread the significance overall?
I don't think there's any importance to the daily reading, but the trend over time, months, is very important. Two reasons. One is, the market is a good indicator of what business and investors think is going on in the U.S. economy. And when they're upbeat, that's a good thing because they see something positive. And secondly, a lot of Americans have money in the stock market. Most of us don't have very much money in the stock market, but the stock market over the last decade or so has become much more democratic and has a much bigger influence on what consumers actually spend than it used to. So it's worth looking at for that reason alone.
It's been said that the economy is like a team of horses. A noise, something loud, anything for that matter, substantial or inconsequential, can cause concern.
That's right. I think another way to look at it is that you can look at all these things that the economists call fundamentals, but a lot of this has to do with luck. George Bush has been very lucky lately, and the American economy has been very lucky lately. But for the economy to do well in 2004, that luck has to hold up. That means mad cow can't become a big panic. It means that we have to keep up this record that we've had of not having any more big terrorist events. But that's always a risk, and it's a risk not only if we have an act of terrorism, but if there's too much attention given to the risk of terrorism, that could really disrupt the somewhat rosy economic outlook.
David, thanks very much.
A pleasure.
David Wessel, Washington Deputy Bureau Chief of The Wall Street Journal.